Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Up next, we speak, we now talk a focus on Kibela. We saw for X Maths competition, that is the 2025 Maths competition. It's going through to the finals on this coming weekend, and then we're going to discuss all everything mathematics and the competition. And of course, how many students or learners that have made it through to the finals, and then we'll chat about some of the challenges, and of course, what are some of the great prizes that they are going to win, those finalists at the Kibela We Solve for X competition, whereby we're going to speak to the Chief Executive Officer of We Solve for X, Mr. Tieti Ngobese, to how this, just navigate this. And of course, weighted and bated drafts, highly anticipating very, very, very stringent rules right there. But hey, what makes me happier is that there was a good attendance, with especially during the first part of the competition. Right, we are going to look at all these number of learners who have made it through to the finals. What are some of the improvements that comes with these attendance of those learners that are so interested in mathematics? We speak to the Chief Executive Officer of We Solve for X, Mr. Ngobese. Mr. Ngobese, thank you so much. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for having me.
It's a great pleasure indeed, Mr. Ngobese. I mean, well, I think you've already started with the countdown. At now the final stage, the final is taking place this coming weekend. It's the Kibela We Solve for X Math Competition 2025. How many learners have made it into the finals?
No, thank you very much. So we had a successful first round where we had 5,297 learners. And then out of that 5,297 learners, we had 974 that scored 50% and above, who qualified for the final round from grade 4 to grade 7. And then the grade 4, 5, 6 were online. And then the grade 7 was handwritten at Niger. And from the grade 7, who are coming to join us this Saturday, who have managed to score 50% and above, is 345 of those learners who will be coming to write by hand here at Nigel Primary School. So we're quite excited about the impact of the Kibela We Solve for X Maths competition.
Well, in terms of the numbers that you are telling us, CAT, is there perhaps an improvement from the 2024 results?
So the improvement is that we have an increased ratio of the number of learners that have increased, but in terms of percentage, we have remained the same with a pass rate of 18%. So it still shows that we need more work to be done, and what we've seen, 86% of the learners struggle with the word sum problems. So reading and writing still remains the biggest issue for South African learners between grade 4 to grade 7.
Yeah, obviously, I think we'd hope that, it grows in leaps and bounds in the next coming year. But being that said, what are perhaps maybe your recommendations to remedy this situation, especially the growth part?
No, so we're looking at different elements. Will continue to support the learners in the classroom, as our current focus is only on math and science. But we want to engage schools and encourage parents to also assist learners when it comes to the reading and writing part, because that's where we're seeing most of the learners are struggling. They struggle to understand to read and understand what the question requires. So reading and writing becomes another challenge that adds to the challenge that we are facing in mathematics when it comes to our learners.
Yeah, and obviously mathematics has been one of the subjects that is being talked about in terms of it being recommended. I mean, well, matriculants are writing their final exams now. Obviously, we are going to get results, perhaps early or mid-Jan. You know, your involvement into this, how do you see this perhaps maybe helping the national department and schools in improving math results as a country at large?
No, so for our program, we provide free math assessments for learners from grade 4 to grade 12. So our impact is across the board, where we encourage learners to love mathematics, so they can do in math and other subjects. But when you look at it's a closed system, because before they can even do math, they need to be able to know how to read and write, how to count, so that they can make sense of what is required from them. So we cannot exclude the importance of the other subjects, like your English or reading and writing or home language. They play a very, very important part, so that the learners can read and interpret their problem and understand what is required, so that they can respond in the most effective way. So our contribution across the board is to ensure that we elevate the pathway, especially on mathematics.
Absolutely. Now, coming to the finals, TAT, what is at stake? What is it that the learners are going to win, especially those that are going to make it through? And how many percentage mark that are we looking at in order for a learner to become successful during these finals?
So we will be looking, so the final excited about it. So we'll be looking in terms of performance of the learners. So the highest learners will form of the top 20 who will be receiving the prizes. We have cool prizes from stationary pack, and mostly to be part of the Kibela Factory Tour to see the practical application of mathematics mid-November, where the winning learners will be invited to come and join us for the tour, so that they are able to see how the beautiful blue train from Plaza are built from start to finish, and how mathematics is applied in constructing those trains. So those are some of the prizes that we will be having, which are cool and exciting for the learners. We say we want to take them out of the classroom environment and experience the real world of work.
Fascinating. Now, in terms of on the day, are all the learners going to be like in person, or are we still going to have others that will be participating virtually? How is it going to pan out?
Yes, so for grade 4, 5, and 6, they will be online, and then grade 7, it will be in person at Nigel Primary School.
Absolutely. No, we're looking forward to the finals, Mr. Ngobese. Thank you so much for your time. Just before I let you go, again, maybe if you can just remind us how can parents get hold of you, this perhaps in preparations for those that would like to be part next year.
No, thank you very much. So they can get hold of us through our website, www.wesolveforx.co.za, or they can follow us in any of the social media platforms at WeSolveForX, where 4 is the numerical value X.
Absolutely. So, Ngobese, thank you so much for your time and all the best. Looking forward to the finals this weekend.
No, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that. It's a big thank you there to our guest, the Chief Executive Officer at WeSolveForX, Mr. T.A.T. Ngobese. It's going down. It's the math competition, the 2025 math competition, taking place at the Nigel Primary School this coming weekend. And of course, it will always be, it will as well be online to those learners that were perhaps maybe a far apart into Joburg, but you had classified into grade fours, and then we'll have grade sevens sitting in at the Nigel Primary School.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.